Welcome, everybody. Shea number 991. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Le'ilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'ufuah Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudas. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Mavir, kindling a fire, or electricity, which we're working on right now. So we spoke about last time surveillance cameras or security cameras, these various different type of things. And we mentioned in general where somebody's just walking down a block. They don't have to go, you know, like we said, make a bedika each house. See, this house might have a camera. This house doesn't have a camera. One could just walk in general. Now, if somebody knows bedafka is a place or possibly a camera, or for sure if the light will go on, so then one, if it's possible, one should be careful not to pass by there, walk across the street or whatever one could do, if it's possible in those instances. Lemaisa, that's what we mentioned, but the same thing would be sometimes entering a building. A lot of times they're possibly apartment buildings, people living, maybe co-ops. Sometimes a person has to go into the hospital, not the patient, we're talking about to go visit, or something along those lines. So just real quickly to read from Rab Simcha Ben Imkon, the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 489, as mentioned above, some place can do permit walking by a motion sensor if necessary, like with the cameras and these type of things. The same is true with regard to surveillance cameras, as we spoke about last time. Therefore, in cases of need, one may rely on these authorities and enter a building on Shabbos. It's not just walking down the block, we said, but even as much as to be able to enter a building. Now, what I wanted to just talk about a minute, what about a person's own surveillance cameras, right? I have security cameras, I have surveillance cameras, let's say at my own house. What should I do over there? So Lemaisa, he brings down those Reb Simcha Ben Imkon, others for him also. There, we have to realize one thing. There's various situations. Sometimes a person is living by himself. Sometimes a woman lives by himself. Sometimes there's other issues. Sometimes a dangerous area. Whatever the case is, there are various different situations. So it's very hard in reference to surveillance cameras or video cameras and these various type of things. I know myself, even a cousin that Lemaisa, she lives by herself. With a daughter, whatever, it could be dangerous, even though it might be in Flatbush or whatever the case is. Sometimes you need these things. It's very hard to, you know, give a klal, bichlal. So one, if they feel they need, they should taka ask and find out. And in general, you know, sometimes a person will have a heter to leave it on in general. But he does bring down, does Rav Simcha Ben Imkon, if there is no issue, the person, whatever, they live in a safe place, there's no problem, they just have it for added extra, whatever. He says if one's own house has surveillance cameras or security cameras, these various different type of things, covering an area where people generally walk, like in front of the house or so on. So then he does say, one should turn off the camera before Shabbos. As much as possible, at least the screen inside of the house and so on. So he brings on further, if one, again, in the Sefer Shabbos Home, if one forgot to deactivate the cameras and so on, one should, if possible, again, to avoid walking in the area covered by the camera. We're talking about, again, in somebody's own house. He does bring down Lemaisa. If this is impossible or even inconvenient, one may rely upon those places mutaka permitted, like we mentioned. So, bottom line is, if there's an issue, there's a reason, there's a problem, best thing, person, like we've been mentioning constantly, again, when we talk about all these appliances, in general, and these security systems, well, everything, all these new things, these new gadgets, if you want to call it, that we don't have, you know, it's not really brought straight down in the Shulchan Aruch, the various different places can we say various different things in various different situations. So, of course, we keep on saying one should consult with the Pesach, with the Rav, and see if they are actually in a situation. Could be the Rav will say, yeah, in your case, keep it on, and that's it, and there's nothing to worry about. That's number one. Number two, obviously, some of these things have lights that flicker on and off, so a person again has to assess their own situation. But where possible, if there is no need, there's no problem, no danger, I just have it for whatever, I could turn it off, yeah. Well, so that's the best thing to do, where possible, to turn it off before Shabbos. Now, he brings on further, which is a bigger problem, actually, burglar alarms, usually, A lot of times there's lights, they're associated with lights flickering on and off. You open the door, light goes on, light goes off, or possibly the whole burglar alarm goes off, the noise goes off. Obviously, again, we can't give a klal in general because of the fact that these things are, there's so many various different types and so many various different situations. But one should, the general case is, one should of course turn it off before Shabbos. That's how he brings it down. Does again Reb Simcha Ben Imkon in Sefer Shabbos Homa, page 489. If one's home is wired with a burglar alarm, it must be disabled before Shabbos. Again, if emergency situations, well, I don't mean emergencies, it's pekuach nefesh. I'm talking about where cases whereby there's a very pressing need. Again, one has to talk to the Rav and talk to the Pesach and find out what has to be done. But the regular average case, one's home is wired with a burglar alarm, it must be disabled before Shabbos. Otherwise, it would be us to open the door. We'll be running into a major problem because you have lights and these various different things that go on and off. He brings on further, if one forgets, let's say somebody forgot. In the case whereby there's no, you know, pressing need and all these various different types of things, if somebody forgets to disable the alarm before Shabbos, of course, a person would not be allowed to disable it on Shabbos themselves. However, they would be allowed, he may instruct a guy. You could tell a guy to do it, to disable the alarm in this type of a case because you gotta get in and out of the house. Likewise, if one inadvertently sets off the alarm on Shabbos by mistake, somebody flipped the alarm, they hit it, or whatever the case was, and somebody inadvertently sets off the alarm on Shabbos, he may not turn it off themselves. However, they could get a guy, they may instruct a non-Jew to turn it off in all these various different type of situations. So in most of these cases, a good chunk of these cases anyways, telling a guy makes things much, much easier because you're dealing in general, it's questions of the Rabbanan most of the time anyways, unless possibly certain lights involved in incandescent bulbs, but I don't think that's usually too much the case. But be it as it may, many of these cases are the Rabbanan, you have Shvus to Shvus, and B'makam Tzorech Gadol, and so on. But the bottom line is, L'maisa, that's what he says. However, one may instruct a non-Jew to tell a guy to turn it off, if the alarm is going, or if somebody forgot to disable it, and these various different type of situations. Brings down further, even after an alarm is disabled, let's say before Shabbos, a person turned off the alarm, opening the door of the house will generally cause various lights to flash on the alarm keypad, like we said, you know, right, as long as it's hooked up, even if you don't have the noise itself, you have the lights flickering on and off sometimes, again, depending on the type of burglar alarm, if this is the case, one must entirely deactivate, turn off the security system before Shabbos. Again, if there's an issue, one has to consult their Rav and find out if they feel that, you know, there's a problem why they can't turn it off or whatever the case might be. He says further, if one forgets to deactivate the system and wishes to open the door of the house on Shabbos, let's say the lights are still on, right? You can open the door, the lights are going on, these flickering lights or whatever. So he brings down, he should, again, the same thing, if one could call, one should call a guy. By the way, in general, there's no psik reisha. You ask the guy possibly to open the door, whatever the case is. In general, by a guy, we say the halacha, there is no psik reisha. So even if a guy does something and an act of chil Shabbos will come out of it automatically, by a guy, we say there is no psik reisha. So he says, alternatively, one may instruct a non-Jew also again to open the door. Now, he does bring last case scenario. He brings down from the Minchas Shloima, does Reb Simcha Ben Imkon on page 490, if for whatever reason one can find a guy. If it's possible, he brings also a child, a small child, who is not aware that he is causing the lights to flash. Again, because of the fact that you want to make it at least a davar she'ein mischaven. Once the person knows, then it becomes a mischaven. Their kavana is to turn off the lights. So if somebody doesn't know, taking a child, he says also to take a child that's not aware that is causing to flash the lights. He said that would be next step. And worst case scenario, if one cannot employ either of these suggestions, he does bring down from the Sefer Minchas Shloima, if one cannot employ either of these suggestions in these various cases, especially with the light and so on, in cases of great need, one may, not to do it themselves, but one may take an adult who is not aware that they're causing the light to flash and instruct the person to open the door. Because again, it could be lechayra, it's a psikreshed, leinichle, whatever, falling into these various, there's different ways of looking at it, but that's what he says. Bottom line, again, this would be the last case scenario. So if somebody's really stuck, they have to get in. So if one cannot employ either of these suggestions, and to, but it has to be mamash tzarech gadol, right? One could take an adult who is not aware, and then they would be able to open it up like that in those cases, to open up the door. But again, where possible, we keep on stressing, we'll continue to stress in all of these cases to ask a poysik, a rav, and so on, you know, how to work these various different situations, depending on the structure of the burglar alarm, depending on the structure of the security cameras, and of course, depending on the situation that the person is in, who's living in the house, and so on. Sometimes it's an elderly person, sick person, whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha, kol tov.